Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mitesh Jain from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you all earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Khurana.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining our earnings call. I will begin by sharing our overview of performance for the quarter, followed by the Q&A session. In Q1 FY26, we delivered a steady performance. Consolidated revenue stood at 360 crores, and EBITDA was at rupees 42.9 crores, translating to a margin of 11.9%. PAT for the quarter was 13.7 crores. On the standalone basis, revenue stood at 223 crores, and the margin improved to 11.2% compared with 9.3% in the same period last year. During the quarter, the CNG segment in India was impacted by GST transition in the end-user automotive industry, which led to a short-term softness in the volumes. This has since normalized, and the underlying domestic demand environment in the segment remains positive. Our industrial segment continues to perform in line with expectations. In our international operation, the U.S. business reflects the order-driven nature of the market, while dispatches there were impacted by GST transitions in the end-user automotive industry, which led to a short-term softness in volumes. This has since normalized, and the underlying.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management line reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, sorry for that. Thanks for your patience. On the expansion front, we are making steady progress on new facilities in Mundra and Egypt. The Egypt plant is preparing to begin trial production shortly, and work at Mundra continues to be advanced as planned. Both facilities remain on schedule and will significantly enhance our manufacturing capabilities in the coming year, enabling us to serve a wider range of domestic and international opportunities. With growing opportunities across clean energy and industrial applications, coupled with great visibility in our order pipeline, we remain confident about our future growth perspectives. Our focus remains on operational excellence, capability, capacity development, and supporting customers across geographies as we build for the next phase of growth at EKC. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and request the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ashit R. Koti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Sir, just would want to understand more on hydrogen. I mean, say, the next major fuel which is being considered as hydrogen. So how are we placed on that? And if EV vehicles are going to take a center stage in that scenario, where does our CNG business would stand?
So, you know, hydrogen development in India has already started. You know, government is giving a lot of push on hydrogen We have projects from, you know, companies like IOCL and HPCL. So there are some projects going on hydrogen, and definitely it will be coming as a mobility fuel in the future. But this future is, you know, it'll take time, you know, so because the entire ecosystem needs to be set up and all the stakeholders need to come together. So it's looking positive, but it's early days for hydrogen now, today.
So we don't expect anything much happening on that front for next couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. But it's looking good, and, you know, hydrogen will be complementary to us. So the faster it comes, better, because, again, hydrogen storage is at very high pressure and cylinders are required there. So definitely very positive thing for us if the faster it comes.
In that case, what will be our growth drivers for next couple of years?
So our growth driver, of course, CNG continues to be a growth driver, plus industrial business also is growing. So many you know, new application for industrial gases is coming up. So we are seeing many new avenues, you know, growing. Defense sector is growing. So there's lots of avenues that, you know, we see the future of growth.
Any specific area where you would want to, you would be concentrating on, sir?
You know, I mean, we are concentrating on, you know, CNG and industrial. We are concentrating both on these sectors because they're growing. So definitely we continue to focus on these sectors.
Okay, so I'll come back in to you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Garvita from Seven Island PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have a few questions. One of them is, could you give me any rationale why has the gross margin fallen this quarter from last compared to last quarter?
So the CNG bit of the business was little down. So that's where the volumes have dropped.
Okay, and sustainable would be for the year?
Yeah, definitely it'll pick up. It's picking up as we speak, so it'll definitely improve.
Okay. Any margin guidance can you give me, sir?
Any margin guidance? Yeah, about 12% to 14%.
That will be the EBITDA margin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so could you give me guidance for the revenue also, top line and volume guidance?
Revenue, I think revenue should be okay for the, you know, you look at it over the period of the whole entire year. So I think it should be, is okay as per what we've targeted.
And that would be how much, sir?
What is the plan?
900 to 1,000.
900 to 1,000 in standalone.
Okay. And so could you highlight a little bit on the two plants expansion, how far we have come on those and how much capex we have already incurred and how much is planned to be incurred for both the plants, and by when are we expecting the commercialization of Egypt and Mundra plant?
Yeah, yeah. 132. Where is this?
Where is this?
This is Mundra. So Mundra, we have a we spent around 130, and okay. We have a balance of 30 crore rupees. And Egypt, we've spent around 86 crores, and okay. Balance is around 40 crores.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by when are we expecting the commercialization of both the plants?
So Egypt will be happening very soon. Maybe by January.
Okay, January 26. Okay, and the Mundra plant?
End of March.
Maybe by March.
Okay. Okay. And we have positive outlook for the coming 2 years, right?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
A major growth driver, if you can name, like I understand hydrogen is one of the market we are looking at. What else is going to be the major driver for us, sir?
I think, the CNG segment continues to grow. And, in the industrial gases, there are a lot of new segments coming up, like semiconductor and other things. Definitely, there's going to be growth coming from those areas. Solar, semiconductor, yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Reet Jain from First Water. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon.
Sir, I want to know what is the order book for USA subsidiary and what is the executable? What is the order book for USA subsidiary and the execution time?
So US is around 80 million. And what is the execution time? 12 to 18 months.
Okay. And any update on the GST case that was there last year?
It's a GST case?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are still, we made some representations to the government. Yeah, and we are hoping some positive replies from the soon.
There's no hearing on that.
But any timelines, like when it will be resolved?
No, I mean, these, very difficult to put a timeline on these things.
Okay.
But we are quite confident, we have a strong case. We are hopefully, things should be okay.
Okay. Because I read somewhere that not only you, other players have also received the GST order.
Of course, they will, yeah. Everybody will, who is in the industry will receive it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the start of the call, you said that you are doing something in defense. So can you just explain the opportunity and who are the, I mean, what exactly we are making there?
So we have been catering to defense sector, since a long time, and, a lot of projects are, is in the pipeline. So I'm not able to share those details, but just to let you know that, it's looking positive for us, that segment, yeah.
So do we have orders for them? I mean, or are we are just.
No, we have orders for that,
Okay. And then, I mean, are there any competitors for the defense in our segment?
Of course, there are competitors there, in every sector. But in some areas, maybe there is no competition. In some areas, there might be competitors.
Okay, because I'm asking this because to enter into defense, there is a long gestation period. So that's right.
Yeah. That's true.
And one more thing, your employee cost arose from 36 crore in the same quarter previous year to 43 crore now. So can you just comment on that, why it has increased?
So the other thing is that, of course, as we, expand into new product line plus increment, so all these things have, probably given this rise.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vidisha from C.R. Kothari and Sons Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, please.
Yes, sir. So for the standalone business, currently, may I know what is your utilization rate?
70%.
Okay. And so currently, we are doing 70%, 948 crore of revenue. So is this the peak utilization that we can expect, or can we expect this to go up, utilization?
It can definitely go up, yeah. It's only 70%, so at least, I think, 20% we can go up.
Okay, so there's scope for increasing from the current 950 to further 80% potential.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, from the UAE plant, what is the current outlook since in the past it wasn't doing well? So what is the future outlook?
The UAE now, you know, the order book is improving slowly. So hopefully the, you know, coming quarters, the things should be, results should be, I mean, it should be better.
Okay. And how are the margins shaping up there?
They will improve, you know. Once the order book is there, you know, then Dubai margins have always been decent because, you know, of course, they don't have a, you know, tax also there. So there's definitely better margins. But once the order book is good, then the margins will be better.
Okay. And what is the current order book, if I may know?
Where?
Yeah, from the plant. Yes, across.
Yeah, you, sorry, you asked for UAE?
For all the locations.
All the locations. So you can say about 1,000 crores.
Okay. And this is executable over the next 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, just one last question. I missed on the earlier participant. You said Mundra, how much balance CapEx is left out of 130 that is spent?
40 crores.
40 crores. Okay. And both these plants, Mundra and Egypt, what is the total revenue contribution you are expecting?
We are working on it. Probably in the coming quarters, I think it will be clear.
Okay. Because earlier you had mentioned 300 crores from the Egypt plant and 200 crores for the Mundra plant.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rakesh Patidar, from who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, Reliance recently CapEx decided like 65,000 crores for the green energy. So recently, we got any order from Reliance?
So, you know, we are only catering to the, you know, Reliance, their Jio platform for the CNG stations. So we are only supplying the cascades to them, but their plan on green energy, you know, might be hydrogen production and things like that. So we are not doing anything there.
Okay. And in this last quarter, have you added any new client logo in our revenue?
We're always entering new clients, but I don't know if any CNG, but maybe industrial, definitely there might be a few clients that have been added.
Okay. On this for particular this quarter, how much revenue except like overall the revenue? We are doing well or under the performance for this quarter?
It's still underway, you know, quarter's too early to you know, give you some numbers, but it's in line with what we are targeting.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I had a question regarding the GST issue. What is the status, or has it been resolved, or what is the way forward?
No, this is still, it's still going on. You know, we have made representations to the government, and we are hoping that, you know, we have a case in High Court also. So hopefully we are quite positive that things, you know, should be in our favor because, you know, already government has just announced the GST, revision of the GST reforms. So we are hopeful that, you know, things should be positive.
Is this for the entire industry or it's only for
Entire industry. Entire industry.
So the same demands have been made by two other players also?
Yes.
Okay. That's about it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Next follow-up question is from the line of Ashit R. Koti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, with regards to hydrogen cylinder, basically we it has to be of a type 5 or type 6, and whether our we have gotten approval for the same or we are still in the process.
So, you know, hydrogen, it all depends on, you know, where are you using the cylinders, you know. So it's very specific to where the application is in mobility. Is it on the ground storage? So it's very it's subject to the application.
Yeah, I understand. So what would be our focus area in that?
So definitely it will be, you know, we will go across all product lines in hydrogen once it starts, you know, coming up. We'll definitely look at all products all across, from mobility to ground storage to, you know, everything.
Okay.
Yes.
And even in terms of shipping also? I mean, say, either importing or exporting hydrogen?
No, see,
because
hydrogen,
that requires a very special...
Yeah, that probably is a different, you know, product, a different industry altogether. We are only looking at, you know, mobility and hydrogen transportation within the country.
And sir, how exactly you plan to take care of your working capital requirement once your plans are operational? You mean to say that there won't be any pressure on the margin with respect to interest, increasing interest cost?
No, there should not be any margin. Sure.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Salot, an individual investor. Please proceed. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bhavin. Your voice is very low.
Sir, I would like to know about the interest and the penalty which hit of 11 crores for this quarter. Can you throw some light? Why was that, and does that happen again or not?
Hello. Yeah, so yeah. This was on account of our not completing the net exchange earnings in our plant at Asej, which is an SEZ. This was based on a 5-year assessment. In fact, we were awaiting some amendments to this. However, it didn't materialize. So therefore, we had to pay a little penalty, since we were short on the net foreign exchange earnings.
Okay. But will this happen again, or this is a one-time effect?
No, it may be possible, but we are representing to the government to take us out of the SEZ. So we may sort of it will be again reassessed after 5 years. So we have ample time to either export or get an amendment in the rules.
But is there any chance of this getting waived off, or
get waived off. This is already passed as an order. In future, yes, there may be a representation which may sort of get us the benefit for future.
Okay. And one last question. Sir, are we supplying cylinders to Maruti?
No, we're not supplying, no.
Okay.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Vidisha from CR Kothari and Sun Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I wanted to know about the order book for USA specifically.
Yes. Yeah, so it's an $80 million order book.
In USA.
USA.
Okay, and the 1,000 crore that you mentioned, that is for India alone?
Yeah, no, that's just combined. They want a combined number.
Okay. May I know what is the reason for the current drop in margins from 16% last quarter to 12% now?
I think it's just the product mix. That's probably what the drop in margins.
Which are the higher margin products versus the lower margin ones?
There are margins in industrial and CNG, but we had a lot of products that were less margin because we had a drop in some of the high-end, high-value products.
Okay. Understood. So these new plants, Mundra and Egypt, so they cater to the high-margin industrial and CNG cylinders or the lower-margin ones?
Yes.
So the margins will improve with these plants, or it will be in line with what it is currently?
But when you're the CNG and it's a mix of products. So you have products for cars, and you have products for commercial vehicles. So it's sometimes maybe the passenger car products are not so high margin, and maybe some higher margin products might be in other segments. So the product, there'll be a mix. It'll be a mix. It will not be any just specific only to high-end.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please contact CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Everest Carto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.